If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Be giving away some Diamondback tickets here very, very shortly. Your cue to call our number is I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. When you hear that song, call 1-888-767-4348 and have the correct answer to this question. In the 8 o'clock garden hour of Rosie on the House today, we got a call from Sweet Ida in Casa Grande. She was trying to get something planted in her garden. Tell us what size Ida's garden was. When you hear the song, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Right now, we're talking backyard makeovers by Bellegarde. And we're talking pavers. We're talking dry stack retaining walls. And we're talking about a whole nother line of product y'all are bringing the line that's really exciting because of how fast it goes in.
Yep. We're really trying to push the envelope with new backyard styles and kind of get to the next greatest thing.
Yeah. So let's talk about this thing, this whole line of product you've got called Elements.
Well, the Bellegarde Elements has been around about 4 years, but we've really seen tremendous success with it over the last year and a half. We're keeping more in stock in our yard, in our Phoenix yard, as well as our Las Vegas yard now, mostly because of demand. 4 years ago, labor was more plentiful than it is today. Any Arizona homeowner that tries calling a contractor these days is going to recognize that the market is up. And, you know, there's time frame delays. There's lead times available now that are just pushing back more and more being able to do a backyard quickly. So, unfortunately, as a lot of people don't tend to think about their Arizona backyard in the summertime, and they're just trying to find the quickest route to San Diego, they'll come back from the fall and really want it done, and they're going to notice that, you know, some contractors are going to be 6, 8, 12 weeks out, and they're going to want it for the holidays. These Element series are going to be able to get you those backyard pieces that you really, really want to have in your backyard, those fireplaces, those grill islands, water features, pizza ovens, that you'll be able to do quickly because the contractor's not having to put a ton of labor into it.
Now, when it's 110 or 112 outside, it's kind of hard to think of a fireplace or a pizza oven, but now's the time to be thinking about mm-hmm. that if you want it in place for the nice outdoor winter
Absolutely.
Living environment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's always the right time to be talking about a gas grill island.
Absolutely. They could have called us this week, and we could have had a grill island put in place by Father's Day this weekend.
Sitting in the backyard, wow. y'all do those plumb for natural gas or ready propane. For a propane tank, either
Absolutely.
Way.
So, Absolutely.
And that's the Napoleon grill?
That's a Napoleon grill sitting on top of our Bellegarde grill, Bordeaux grill island. Comes completely built with our Bellegarde wall product. It's put together in our facility in Illinois and shipped here. And we're able to put it in place in under an hour.
And you may have heard last week we were talking with an icon builder from the Valley. And I asked him, Bill Goodhart. I said, Bill, what would you say to people that tell you they don't build them like they used to? And he'd say, well, Rosie, I would say they're partly right and partly wrong. He says, you know what? If we could go back to building masonry homes with the building science we know now about air circulation and insulation and window and door sealing, he said that would really be the best house you could get. And when people are out there shopping, I always tell them, look, get into neighborhoods that were built with masonry and find the house that had the least amount of work done on it, so you know you're buying something in as near vintage position as possible and a whole bunch of unpermitted work hasn't been done on it. And the same goes true for all the product in the backyard. Get in the masonry line of products so you're not having to worry about tending to it constantly once it's in place.
You want to enjoy the beautiful Arizona weather? Don't have to worry about maintenance. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Arizona environment, beautiful Arizona state.
Nathan, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So we've talked before in the past about how the color is specific to your region. So that's why when you go on to your website, you have to put in your zip code so they'll know what products you actually have to choose from.
Correct.
Now, and talking about the elements being put together in Illinois, does that change things at all?
Very complementary colors to colors that we have, very standard here in the Arizona market. Work with our top three best colors. So really, we choose the colors that are best for our market when we're ordering the elements for Arizona as well, even though they're made in another state for us.
How many colors would you have to choose from? Would a customer have to choose from here?
There's two different color blends
Okay. Available
from the Element series that will be work perfectly, like I said, with our top three colors here.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the catalog. It's pretty.
Now, let's talk about the Craftsman certification process.
Okay.
You're active in the ICPI.
I am.
Don't tell me. Interlocking Concrete Paving Institute.
Really, really close. Paving for pavement. So, yes, right on the money. Yeah, I'm the past president of the ICPI Southwest chapter now. We've expanded into the New Mexico and Vegas markets with our chapter.
Okay.
And we're very much just trying to, like you, promote good quality installations from qualified licensed contractors in our market. And the first initial qualification that anyone wants to look for when having a paving or retaining wall project is ICPI certification. It's a 2-day course. I'm one of the instructors that certify guys. It's not hands-on, but it's all the science and reasoning why Mark was mentioning we want to have 4 to 6 inches or 2 to 4 inches pedestrian, 4 to 6 inches in our driveway applications on aggregate base. Why 1 inch of sand is the most we want to have. You know, it's going to give them all of those reasonings why the soil is so important. So that's first and foremost. Bellegarde, in order to make someone a Bellegarde authorized contractor, they have to have that certification and keep that certification. That's an absolute must. We do a review twice a year of our contractors to make sure they're keeping up on their certifications. Then there's also the level Master Craftsman. Once a Bellegarde authorized contractor has been with us 3 years, consistently, no dings on their record with us or with how they handle homeowner situations, they're eligible to start looking at Master Craftsman. There's other qualifications. They have to take an advanced residential paver installer course from ICPI. They also have to be an award-winning company, so they have to win some sort of recognition from some sort of organization like ICPI. We do an awards banquet every year in November here for the chapter. We're coming up on our 7th year with that. So it's really the best of the best.
Bellegarde pavers properly installed is a paver surface solution for life.
Yes, and we're willing to warranty that and back that up.
And a Bellegarde surface properly installed is ICPI certified, and you can get Bellegarde certified contractors or the Master Craftsman.
Correct. Level. Yes.
And I'll tell you what, there's nothing more heartbreaking than to see a paver job put in wrong.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. And it's heartbreaking.
It is. I mean, you walk into someone's backyard, you know they either A, put a lot of sweat equity into it, or a lot of cash, or both. And you have to tell somebody the only way to fix it is to tear it up and start over. And it's a hard conversation. And it's one that there's no reason to have it. If they would just have done a little more homework at the start.
Now, I will say this. If you're going to try the pavers and you're a homeowner and you want to do it yourself, step out your back door and look at the gray, boring, ugly gray concrete, okay? The overlay project, don't you agree? That is the perfect homeowner do-it-yourself project to start with.
Oh, definitely. And the next step after that is do a little trash pad.
So, there you go. There you go.
So if it goes sideways,
it's 4x4.
You have trash cans on top of it. Nobody knows.
Yeah, perfect. A great idea. But these overlay pavers, talk a little bit about that specifically. It's a thinner paver. It's just as strong. How do you set those to turn your backyard gray slab boring concrete patio into something that could really be gorgeous?
Absolutely. The first step was we got to understand what kind of slab we're looking at. That becomes our base structure. So just like in regular pavers where we're stalling it over dirt, we got to know what our base is like. Is it all cracked? Is it really bad? Is it going in multiple directions? It may not be the best thing to overlay, but if we've got just a boring gray concrete slab, or we're in a relatively new home with a post tension, where the patio is actually post tension to the rest of the home. We obviously cannot take that out. So the best thing to do is still put a geotextile over the concrete. What that's going to allow us to do is not have our sand dissipate into any kind of cracks that might form later in our in our concrete.
Because we're not going to glue these pavers to that slab.
No, we're not. The only thing that we're going to mortar in or glue down are going to be the edge pavers, so that we keep them consistently interlocking together, just like we would in a normal paver system. Now, if we extend that patio past where its existing constraints are, then I would definitely get a qualified contractor like CYC involved. But if we're just covering the gray slab, mortar those in on the end, glue them, use a good quality adhesive or a thin set, usually works really well. We want to have at least about a half inch of sand over the top of that. That's going to allow us to do a lot of things. Which...
And with most typical homes, you're going to step out that sliding patio Arcadia door, and you're going to have about a 4.5 inch step down. How much depth do you need for these overlay products?
Depends on the community you live in, but some communities are going to require 2 inches below the weep screed for the stucco.
Okay.
So we're going to have that. Make sure we have that clearance as well. In a lot of cases, Rosie, depending on the step down, we don't have to use the thinner pavers. We can actually use a regular size paver, so your options become limitless at that point. In the thinner product, we the styles are limited on those, but absolutely, we've got to take those measurements, and then we can get that laid down.
Now, I'll tell you, I don't know how many colors you have in the overlay product, but in my mind, people should only put one color down. If I could be king for a day, I would only tell them to put down the Noche product. It's white. It stays cool. It doesn't create a heat sink underneath your patio roof. It, to me, it's the only color to go with. But how many colors are available?
Currently, we have six available in the overlay color, in the overlay styles.
Mark, are y'all seeing much of the Noche go down?
Less of it than I would have expected.
Yeah.
I have shown and brought Noche to, I don't even want to guess how many homeowners. We've installed several. I mean, and it looks great once it's down. Less than I would have thought.
Stan and I just finished a remodeling backyard project. What 55th Street and Bell?
And Greenway.
Yeah, and Greenway.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked till I was blue in the face to get this guy to use a white Noche paver, and he... went with a
we
kind of a mixed.
He
stuck to his guns, stayed with that reddish, brownish, and I mean, you can't
walk on it.
Yeah,
you can, but it's considerably warmer than the lighter color Noche.
Yeah, anything up against the house, I'm a big believer. Make it Noche and create as cool a living environment. Because we did a study of surface temperatures of different products, Flagstone, pavers, concrete, cool deck, Noche, air entrained concrete, and the Noche paver performed even better than cool decking.
A lot of cases it will, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool deck isn't.
That's right. Cool deck is.
One question on when you're overlaying on your back patio that I probably get asked
ask that question right after this quick break. Y'all be paying attention here quickly. We'll be right back.